They did, in the first burglary, they did all the massacre. They did steal.
They ransacked the house.
The whole house was completely upside down. Everything was ransacked, everything, each and everything. They made the mess of it completely. Even the second time they did the same thing. But they couldn't take much because they came through the window, small window. And they didn't get a way out, you know, because all the doors and our downstairs windows were locked. They couldn't get out. So they went the way they came in.
Mm-hmm.
So after that, you know, even my mom had to move out.
Quite a lot of people moved out from there.
Yeah, now we see there are so many new people there. All those people who used to own the houses have moved out from there.
When you lived in Hargreaves, was there quite a mixture of people from other countries and traditions, religions?
Yeah, they were all mixed up.
A lot of Polish and Jews and African
people. No, not them.
Not them, but...
Hindu, Sikh,
from Asia. Pakistanis, all this mixed. I don't think there were any Jews and the Christians. So we had quite a lot of white neighbors around when we were there. Now they all have moved out. Only few are left there now, only old people.
Now, one final question. How does Highfields today compare with your first impressions of it?
I can't say much. I don't think it is as it was before. Before it was quite good. You used to feel safe there, but not today. Can't say much about it. It's completely a different place. You feel completely, what word should I use?
Fearful.
Fearful and something as if we feel outsider, you know, when we go there. It's completely different. It is not like it was before. Before it was quite good. Well, I had a nice life there, I could say that.
But
not today. No, I won't go back there today. It's not like that anymore.
Do you find it overcrowded and...
It can't be overcrowded because the people only live there as much as space is there. They can't overcrowd there.
But you prefer to live in a quieter sort of area?
Yeah. It is a bit noisy these days over there.
Do people have more cars and than they used to
now,
each family?
Yes.
And a lot of people used to live in extended families, 2-3 families living in one home.
Is that so today? We have lived like that.
Have you?
Yeah.
How many were you living in?
We were how many? 10 people living in that terraced house?
Not 10.
10. Around.
Your mom. 3 sisters, no?
Yeah,
you,
3 sisters,
you,
brother,
Rasiya,
Hisham.
Daughter, Hisham and me. Liaquat.
Liaquat, Shehnaz. How many?
8.
8 people.
Mm-hmm.
8 people we used to live in that house.
9 people.
And Nadim?
Nadim, yeah. Yeah, 9-10 people in the house, in the terraced house.
In the terraced house.
But you must have had some fun moments as well.
Yeah. It was quite enjoyable, even though it was a big family. But we never felt, as I say, like overcrowded or something. We used to be happy. But we had to move out after all, because the family was growing, so we had to move out. And because of the children's education as well.
Thank you very much for taking this interview.